Blog Talk Radio.
Money. A lot of look of it. A lot of smell of it. A lot of feel of it. A lot of sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am my business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Page for us girls that work on StreamMate, we know it's very important
put in your time and build that fan base. If you don't build your fan base, you are going to have bad juju and you're going to be pissed off at StreamMate because you just don't have a fan base. But it's your fault if you don't listen to us. Seriously. And we are going to have a guest joining us here very soon in about 15 minutes, Miss Scarlett De La Torre. She is a newer cam model. She's been camming since July, so I am excited to have her on, get her ideas, you know, on what she does when she's camming, and then also get her opinion on our topic about building a fan base. And since she's new, you know, kind of ask her a few questions on, hey, what have you done and what could you let these other cam models know about how to, you know, new cam models on how to go about building up their fan base. So before we get into all of that, do you have anything exciting going on? Because Halloween's coming up.
I'm just getting ready.
What you got going on,
sister? I have nothing super exciting here in the studio, aside from maybe surprises for my girls that are dressing up. But I'm just excited to have the baby's first Halloween.
Oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. It just does not – okay, time flies by way too damn fast. Seriously. I can't believe the baby's a year old already.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
He will be in December.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you got to send me a cute little picture of the little man in his costume because I know you're dressing him up.
Oh, yes. Yes, he'll have a costume. I need to send him some pictures anyways because we got some cute ones the other day, so –
Oh, nice. Yay. What are you dressing him up as?
We have a Scooby-Doo costume.
Oh, my gosh. That's Scooter's nickname is Scooby-Doo. He seems to answer to that better than he does Scooter for some reason. Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. I want to see it. And are you dressing up? Like, you know, are you going to be, Wilma? With the red hair and the cute little white dress.
You should.
I know, right? That would be cute. Oh, my gosh. And then your man can be, what's his name? Fred Flintstone. God,
Fred.
I haven't seen that cartoon in forever. That would be so cute. He could be like your little, instead of the little dinosaur on the Flintstones, he could be like the little Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A onesie pajama for Daddy to wear so he could be Scooby-Doo and the baby could be Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, my gosh. That would be freaking awesome. Speaking of onesie, I found the cutest onesie the other day, and I almost bought it, but I'm one of those type of people I don't like to try stuff on. I'm like, yeah, no. And I was like, it's probably not going to fit my boobs, so I'll just go back another time. But I almost bought one, and I was going to do the same thing, use it for Halloween, for our little hood rats that come into the front door. I call them hood rats for a reason, because they are in this area. They all piss me off.
Yeah,
okay, so now let's dive into this fabulous topic that we have. And I see a couple of you waiting there in the host queue, and I will get to you in a brief moment. So we are going to be talking about how to build your fan base. And Sage knows as well as myself that it is very, very important as a cam model to build up a good fan base. Why? Because they come back and they watch you on cam. They pay for your cam shows. They have fun with you. And my experience of building up my fan base has, the best way I did it was being fun, you know, on cam and just making sure that I entertain those customers of mine, but then also utilizing your social media. What do you think there, Miss Sage?
Yes, I've never even used social media until I reached out to you and you were like, do it.
I know, right?
So, all that means ago.
We were late bloomers in the social media department.
Yes, I wish I would have jumped on it sooner, but...
Oh, my gosh, dude, if we would have did our Twitter when we first started camming, holy crap, we would have the biggest Twitter following right now. But no, we bloom a little late, but that's okay. Good things come to those who wait. Just saying. Oh, my goodness. But that's okay. It is what it is. We love our fans that we have built. Now, back to building the fan base. I will say that social media does play a huge part to building up new cam fan base, such as when you go online or myself when I go online, I always tweet out my cam model link, the sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. And what a lot of cam models don't know, which is, you know, it's really sad that they don't know this, if they use that link and have a brand new member that joins to StreamMate and that cam model's not online, you're making a nice little chunk of change when you're not online and that fan goes and watches other cam models. Trust me, I know. I see the pay weekly, and I love it. So to those of you, thank you.
Yes.
Those of you out there watching other vaginas when I'm not online, thank you very much. I love you. But have you noticed how many models don't know that they can use their cam model link to actually, you know, bring in those new customers that haven't joined StreamMate? Like, do you, because, you know, a model that just joined StreamMate and goes in, they just think that they tweet out the link that they see when they're on StreamMate. They'll copy and paste that link and they'll put it on Twitter, and then they don't put two and two together, like, oh, shit. Hence the reason why you should read your little StreamMate handbook that is online for you. Just saying.
Yeah, I do a new models packet for my girls, and I put their link in it so they know about it.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome, and that's what I tell. I'll get, like, even girls that come on to the show with us, they, a lot of times, they don't realize that they have a actual link for their cam show, and then I'll send them an email and say, hey, by the way, how come you're not using your cam model link? They're like, oh, I didn't know I had one. I'm like, how did you not know? Did you not read? I'm like, I guess I'm just too much of a nerd when it comes to doing something. It's like, I'm going to read everything. I'm going
right.
to read it all because, yeah, because for one, I don't want to get in trouble if I do something wrong on cam, well, back in the day. And now it's just like, okay, whatever. I got it down now. But these new models, I feel so bad for the ones that have no stinking clue. No clue. They have no clue. Maybe we should do a show one day where we just give all the logistics of camming on StreamMate for all StreamMate models.
Yeah, like a camming 101.
Yes, seriously, because there's some girls out there. Whoo, doggy. Y'all need some help. Just saying. I'm not going to say any names. I'm going to be nice today. Oh, wait. I don't have to be nice. Yes, I will. I'll be nice. Gosh. Okay. Let me bring this caller in because they have been waiting so very patiently. Okay, caller darling, 310, how are you?
I'm great. This is Busty Mill for you, Sammy and Sage.
Oh, yay. How are you, darling?
I am A-okay. Awesome. How are you girls doing?
Fabulous,
so
darling.
I had a quick question. I had messaged you, Sage, a couple of days ago. Thank you for getting back to me. I'm actually going to be traveling a lot this winter, and I plan on going to Las Vegas, and I'd like to cam while I'm there. But I've heard through the grapevine that it's illegal to cam out of your place independently. Is that correct in Vegas?
Technically, per the law, everyone here is supposed to have a personal contractor's license, and the way that it's supposed to work is whatever community you live in, like whether it's the city of Las Vegas or the city of Henderson, you're supposed to let them know that you're doing an adult industry job out of your house, and mm-hmm. depending on where you live, if you're in the adult zone, you can do the job out of your house. If you're not in an adult zone, then you have to get permission from the city to do it. I don't know anyone who's actually taking it to the city. I think a lot of cam models out here that work at home just run the risk of doing it and hoping no neighbors complain. I haven't heard anyone getting in trouble. So, I mean, I don't want to tell you go for it and risk it, but it's definitely a risk that you take.
When you
I risked
zone,
it.
You risked it?
I risked
Sammy?
It.
Did you?
I did. whenever I go to Vegas and I'm in my hotel room, I always turn on my webcam. And so, but Sage is right. It's up to you as a cam model whether you want to do it or not. I mean,
well, how would
thank
I know
goodness.
What the zones are?
You can go online and it will tell you where the zoning is at. And we have a pretty large adult zoning area, but like Henderson, you know, like the area is going to be a lot smaller. It's going to be in the older part of Henderson. It's really just like certain areas that, like, depending on what suburb you're in, they might have an issue with it.
So if I'm staying, let's say, near the strip-ish, would that be a problem?
Where I'm at, where my studio is at, is very close to the strip, and we're in adult zoning. Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, that actually is a really, really good question, because it happens with a lot of states, and girls and people don't know that it's actually against the law to webcam from home in a lot of different states. It really is. Okay. And it's ridiculous.
Oh.
I think it's stupid. I mean, it is the most, there's so many things I could say, but since the election's going on, I'm not going to get into politics because,
I'm just not going to do it. Right.
Damn it. Freaking liberal.
But logistically,
anyway.
Anywhere you are, as long as your neighbors, I mean, cops aren't checking IP addresses and things like that, are they? How would you even get caught? I don't really understand how that would work.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It depends on who you're renting from. Because if you have your own home, then no one's probably going to really question you. But if you're renting from someone or an apartment complex and they're asking you what line of work you're in, and you have to put down that you work in the adult industry, they can either, A, choose to not let you live there, or, B, they'll ask where you do your work at, and they can tell you you're not allowed to do it in the residence.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll use my cover career as a hotel Bible distributor.
There you go. That's Bible out here.
Praise this cam model. Let's just praise her now.
Praise the Lord right now.
Oh, my Lanta. Let's just praise the cam gods because we all do figure it out.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you, ladies. Carry on. I can't wait to hear your guests today. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you
so much, you beautiful
busty queen. We love it. Love it.
Well,
thank you. And anytime you, if you have any questions or topics that you want us, the girls, to bring up, just like message us, let us know, and we will totally bring it up. I mean, if you have an idea for a topic and you're like, oh, I haven't heard that yet, I'd like to, you know, talk about that, just let us know, and we will completely be happy to bring that up on the show for sure.
Wonderful. I do have a list.
Oh, yeah. I like a good sexy list.
Yeah, it's a sexy list. It's really sexy. Okay, girls, thank you so much, and I really enjoy listening to your show. I love it. So carry on.
Aw, thank you. Yay. We'll talk to you soon, baby doll.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, honey. That was such a good question. Oh, my gosh. Like, that could be a huge topic. It's like it's a hit-and-miss kind of topic that you want to bring up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you want to make sure you're saying the correct thing, but you don't want to tell them the incorrect thing. But great freaking question. Loved it. Thank you, Busty Mills. But that is a really big gray area. My thing is, I don't have to worry about applying for an apartment or anything, but if I did, that is definitely not, I don't tell them what I do. I'm an internet consultant. That could be anything.
It has to do with what your pay stub says.
Exactly.
And that is really, you know, that's why I say it all depends on where you live. There's going to be certain areas here in Clark County that don't really care. I know where my home is at. If my community found out that I was doing this, out of my house, they probably would have an issue with it because I live in a super suburby, you know, area. So certain parts of town probably won't care. I have a lot of models that work at home. They just keep their business license. And the other thing that helps them out, too, is a lot of their business licenses show our studio address. So that helps. That makes it look like they do it out of the studio as opposed to at home.
Right. And see, and that's another thing. Every state is different. Some states you don't even have to have a business license to do the webcamming. So it's a city-by-city, state-by-state thing. I mean, it's one of those things where you really have to look into it and research it and find out if you're doing it correctly or not. But at the, you know, end of the day, bottom line, you know, like you said, if you have to show a pay stub when you're moving into somewhere, and if it really does say anything about adult webcamming on it or the adult industry, just like getting a bank account. If if there is anything that brings up the adult industry when it comes to opening up a business account, even personal checking account, you are screwed. They will not let you open up a bank account. I haven't had to deal with that because I'm smart and I know, you know, you just know. You know what to do when you just have to be smart. Just saying. And, yeah. I wouldn't want my pay stub saying that I'm a webcam model on it just for that reason because people are so damn judgmental. I mean, really, we have so many judgmental people out there. It's ridiculous. And 98% of those judgmental people spend more time watching porn than we do as cam models. Just saying. It's true. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, without further ado, let's bring on this beautiful, and when I say busty, she's busty. She has a natural, huge tatas. They are F's, okay? She's got these big old F titties, and we're going to bring her on. Miss Scarlett, I am bringing you on, darling. Are you there, my love?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yay! Hello, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. And how are those big, ginormous titties of yours doing?
They're fantastic, wonderful. They're 34 double S and all natural. I get asked that a lot, and people don't even believe me.
Well, at least you didn't have to pay for them like Sage and myself. Jeez, you suck, donkey balls.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my goodness. I was actually talking about you, Sage, on cam yesterday because somebody's like, oh, my gosh, your boobs look bigger. I'm like, yeah, they got bigger. You know, good doctor. I said, but, no, you want to see big boobs. I'm like, you need to go check out Sage's room right now because I think you were on right before I had logged on or something. I said, I don't know how that woman holds those damn things up because your titties are so huge.
It helps having a big fat ass.
Oh my gosh, I love it, love it. So Scarlett, darling, you've been camming since July, and
correct.
How are you liking it? I mean, give me your idea on working a regular job versus now you're this, you know, sex kitten online for everybody.
It's very empowering, to be honest. It's nice. Being able to choose my own hours, it's almost like I'm my own boss, even though I do work under Nikki. But it is so much better than working like a regular 9-to-5 job, you know, like at fast food. It's so much more rewarding, too.
Oh, my goodness. So if you're out and you're talking to girls, say you're out, you know, out in Vegas somewhere and you're just having fun, doing your thing, and say you meet a girl and she's, you know, cute and sexy and whatever, big titties like you, and she's just complaining about her job, would you bring up the fact that you cam and it could be something that she would want to get into?
Yeah, I would. I actually have done that before, to be completely honest. Uh-huh. I have. Somebody that I know, like a mutual friend, she was saying that, like, she was having a hard time finding a job or, like, I don't remember, but she was just complaining about that. And I have mentioned that I did chem modeling, and I told her that she should try it out. And like a couple weeks later, she actually messaged me and was like, "So, like, I want to know more about this chem modeling." And I was like, oh. I like cracked my knuckles. I was like, "Here we go. Let me tell you just all about it really quick." And I just gave her the whole lowdown, and she was super interested. I don't know, maybe she found another job, but I told her she should apply here at the studio.
Nice.
But that hasn't happened yet. Uh-huh. So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So
I don't know
noticed,
what's going on with that.
Well, in your bio that you had sent to me, you're more of the submissive, you know, cam model, trying to get into being a little more dominant. So how is that going?
I don't know. To be honest, like, it's such a different element because...
Oh, boy.
It takes a lot of... I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but you have to have, like, power, I guess. I don't know. I'm, like, a very nice person, so it's hard for me to... Be like,
so it's hard for you to tell somebody to. So it's hard for you to tell somebody to stroke that fucking cock and eat their cum for you.
Yeah, basically. And like with small penis humiliation, like it's so new to me because like I would never do that in person, like unless they really want. Like I don't do it unless they expressly ask for, you know, STH. But it's just, it's so new to me. It's so different.
You know what's so funny
is
I remember when I went through the same thing when I first started camming, and I brought that up on the show before where I had somebody say, can we do an SPH show? And I was like, what the hell is SPH? I'm like, am I missing something here? I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, and I was a dancer at the time, and, you know, I was going on 40 years old. What was I, 37? I don't remember. Anyway, and here I'm thinking, fuck, I'm like, I've been in the bartending business for years. How can I not know what SPH is? So while this person is trying to talk to me, I'm Googling it to see what the hell it was. I'm like, what the hell is SPH?
I had to do the same thing, too. I'm like, sure, I would love to do that for you. What is it?
Right? And then you figure out what it is, and you're like, and when you're a nice, fun, like me, I'm still a fun, bubbly person, but I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to tell this guy to stroke his little tiny penis and be mean? I'm like, how do I? And now I got it down. It's all good. I got it. Bring on your small talks. I got you.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
You'll get it, trust me, right, Sage? It comes to all of us. Literally, it comes to all of us. Whether you're small, medium, or large, we will make you come.
I like that.
Oh my gosh. Sage, do you have any questions for our beautiful cam model here?
Yeah, I was just kind of skimming through your pictures and stuff. Do you do girl shows over there at your studio? Have you ventured that way?
I have actually talked to you about it with one of our fellow girls here at the studio, Roxy. We were going to do like a BDSM type show because I'm very submissive and she's very dominant. And I got permission from my boyfriend to do it, so I'm like very excited about that. We're still like in the process of getting it all worked out, but I think it'll be good because she makes like a shitload more than I do, so I think it'll be good to you know, like get my name out there more, and you know, it's an opportunity to do something different, and I mean at least try it out, you know, even if it doesn't work out, you know, what did I lose? Like nothing.
Right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with trying new things. And the one thing, and which I know from experience, doing a girl show, you have to have that chemistry between the two, because if you don't have that chemistry and you get on cam with another female, Oh, my Lanta. If it's not there, everybody out there in freaking internet land can tell. And they know right away. They're like, okay, yeah, these two girls, they are not meshing together. I'm not spending my money. It's like,
yeah,
huge.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's like huge,
she's
huge.
Actually, I knew her before working here. She's actually the reason that I work here. So I've known her longer than I've been doing cam modeling. So.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing. If you really know somebody, and I have two, okay, these are my two girls that I really want to do a cam show with, and I text one of them today. One of them, of course, is Sage, because her and I have not done a cam show yet together, and I'm hoping that when I come to Vegas, we can do one together. And the other one is Carrie. She is the most beautiful sex queen in the world. I love you. I want to eat your vagina. I will be tweeting that out when it gets closer to the time. You know who you are. I'm not going to say anything else about it, but Sage and her are my two next victims. It's going to happen. It will happen. I'm taking over your vaginas, damn it.
Yes, it will.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have a caller that's waiting on the line. Let me bring this caller on the air. Okay, what happened? Oh, there you are. Oh, there you are. 479, are you there, my darling?
Hello, dear. How are you?
Hello, Johnny boy. How's it hanging? To the left, to the right, or straight up in the middle?
Right down the middle and with a little wiggle.
We like the wiggle in the middle.
I'm sure you do. I think most prefer that.
Yes.
If that can't quite be accomplished, they have pills for that. It's little, it's blue. What's going to do for you?
Oh, my goodness. So, darling, do you have any questions for our beautiful guest, Miss Scarlett?
Well, I just have to say that I just recently followed her after you tweeted a shot of her ID out. My, 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 what a stunning vision she is.
Aww, I know, right?
Thank you.
She is a cutie pie. And you can tell by just listening to her, she's a total sweet. You can just tell she's a total sweetheart.
So when are you going to corrupt her?
I think we're just now on the brinks of doing that. Once you enter into the champion stage zone, you're screwed.
Outstanding. Well, I just did call and lend my support. And
sweet.
Any pal of Sammy and Paige's is fine by me.
Aww. Yay. Oh, my gosh, Sage, we're so lucky that we're on pretty much 99% of everybody's good side.
Oh, I know, right?
We're on the good side. I mean, we're on the bad side of some people, but that's only because they don't listen to us, and then they hate us because we're right and they're wrong. We're smart, they're dumb. I mean, you know, just listen.
It happens.
Just
trust
saying.
Me. I know the feeling.
You do. So what questions do you have for this beautiful one that we have on the show today, darling?
Well, what exactly was your first reason for entering the cam modeling deal, and how are you liking it thus far?
Well, I do have to be honest. A couple years ago, I tried it with my ex because we were we were hurting for money, and I knew some people who had. That's what they did as a couple. They would do cam modeling shows, and so we did it once. And I thought it was very sexy to know that people were watching me come and, like, do these naughty things behind doors. But, like, hundreds of people were watching, and I like, loved it. And that was a couple of years ago, and I just left it alone and did, like, two solo shows that were a flop because I wasn't doing it on streaming, and I didn't have a studio to work in, and... anyways, it was all just like a shit show. And then when Roxy had mentioned the studio to me, I was like, this is it. This is the universe telling me that I need to become the pervert that I am and have people watch me diddle myself. And it, it happened. And I love it. And it's so much better than, you know, like just a quote-unquote regular job, you know, working in an office. I love it. I love knowing that, you know, I make people horny and get off myself in turn. Like, it's so cool. Like, I masturbate at work. It's fucking cool.
Oh my
God.
We have the best job ever. Seriously, when you think about it, us girls have the absolute best job we could ever do. I mean, not only do we have fun on cam, but you're getting attention from hundreds of thousands of men and women all the time. And even if you don't feel sexy, people find you so damn sexy, and it's the
exactly.
most, yeah, it's like the just, I don't know, I love it, you know, I bless the cam gods every freaking day, because I was in a huge pickle years ago, and if it wasn't for webcam, I would probably still, I don't know what I'd be doing, but sure as hell wouldn't be dancing around a pole. The only pole I want is the one that wiggles in the middle.
We are so happy as a universe that you decided to, Sammy.
Right? Oh, my Lanta. Me too. Oh, my God. So let me just say hashtag diddle it. I'm still going to tweet that after the show. She said hashtag diddle it. I love it. I'm going to do the hashtag diddle. I'm going to diddle it.
I don't think that's the only type of that you've done recently.
No, of course not. Of course not, darling. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you ladies,
okay,
have
Johnny.
A great evening. I bid you farewell.
You too, baby doll. Have
Thank
a fabulous
you.
Later,
night.
Tater.
Later, wiggle in the middle. Oh, my gosh. So, Scarlett, how often do you camp?
Well, before, I used to do Monday through Friday, but with my schedule changing, I'm probably going to switch. Well, I won't be able to do it Mondays and Tuesdays anymore, because I'm doing another job on the side. It's not dealing drugs, I promise. It's just something.
Ah!
Anyway.
You're out there. You're diddling somebody else, aren't you? I know you are.
No.
That's what you're doing.
It's just... No, it's actually a nanny job. I can do
oh,
it
really?
Both ways.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a nanny by day and a vixen by night.
There
Love
you go.
It.
No,
so my,
schedule,
my schedule is all over the place. I don't even know what it's gonna be, but I usually work at night. So like tonight I'll be on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's usually about when I get on. Like, sometimes I'll get on early, sometimes I'll get on later, but I usually go until about midnight, 1. The other day I was on until 5 in the morning, just because, like, I really needed to hit my goal.
Holy
so, like,
shit.
My schedule, it's just, it's insane. I was on from, like, 9 p.m. till 5 in the morning. It just depends, but usually I start around 7, 8, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time at night, and I'll probably keep working Wednesday through Friday at least, possibly Saturday, but I mean, I'll keep Sunday off just because I do need a
day
off.
Oh my gosh, Sage, do you remember those days when we used to do that?
Yeah.
We would get on, oh my gosh, there would be days when I would work till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I would sleep for a few hours, get up, and then I would turn on my cam and do a shower gold show and freaking get ready on cam and then work another 5-6 hours. If I
oh
tried to
God.
Do that now, I
don't,
there's, yeah,
I don't
no.
bother me anymore.
I'm was like, yeah, no bueno, that ain't happening, Captain.
No, I feel that.
Well, especially with you, Sage, now you have a new baby, so you can't even, yeah, no, that ain't happening.
Nope. You gotta catch
it just ain't. It is crazy, but when it comes to, you know, building a fan base, like we were talking about in the beginning of the show, have you noticed, Scarlett, that working social media and really trying to build that fan base is a very important thing for cam models to do?
Yes, it is completely. Like, I know that I'm still new, but building a fan base, I've come to learn, is one of the most important things because you do get those regular customers. And I actually did the math. My most regular customer has spent over, like, $1,500 on me, which, like, blows my mind. But it is so good to have social media with Twitter, like, tweeting out when you're going to be online. I've been kind of lax on that lately. Sorry, guys. But it is good because then you get people from Twitter who don't even know what streaming is, or, you know, they're just discovering this new site, and then that's a new customer for you.
Exactly. Because there is, I mean, just like, you know, new cam models, there's new customers popping up everywhere, every day, every minute, every second, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you just never know where they're going to come from. And if us models actually share our cam link all the time, it's a very profitable thing. And girls and guys out there listening, just utilize social media. And for those of you that are afraid to, you know, show your face or share the region that you're in, which is going to be an upcoming topic for us, still use social media. Just don't show your face on social media. If you're that worried about being found out, just show your beautiful assets. That's all you have to do.
I've seen plenty of accounts like that where they don't show their face, just their bodies. And it works for them.
Yeah.
You know, they have shitloads of followers.
Yeah, it does. It works. Like, every person is different. And, you know, if you're, to me, my personal opinion is, if you're on webcam and you're showing your vagina, your a-hole, and everything else, what are you scared of?
Exactly.
Because if you're worried about somebody finding you, they're more naughty than you are because they're coming on to pay you for it. Just
yep,
saying.
Exactly. Some girls already do it anyways.
Yeah, right? Oh, my
goodness.
I say just go balls to the wall, have fun, make as much money as you can, enjoy the fact that all these, I call them sex monsters out there, are enjoying your sexiness. Just let them have fun with you. And, you know, like I said, if you're worried about, you know, somebody finding out who you are, then maybe it's the wrong business for you. Just saying. Just saying. You know, now when it comes to, you know, if you're a preacher's daughter or something, then you might have a few issues if you really are utilizing social media with your face out there. You might have to be a little careful, especially if we get a huge following. You might have somebody recognize you.
Naughty
girls out there. Oh, my goodness. So for you being a new cam model, Miss Scarlett, what is something that you could bring, you know, for new cam models, advice that you have for somebody starting off, since you are a little bit new to the industry?
So just basically advice I would give to new cam models is you have to treat everybody like you've known them for a while. You know, treat them as your boyfriend, your partner, you know, when they come in the room. Hey, sexy, how was your day? How was work? I missed you. Mwah. You know, come sit down, let's talk about it, and, like, really bring your personality. You don't want to be just a face on the computer screen because you're an actual person, and so are they. And they want to be recognized as such versus just text on a screen. And they need to be validated as a person.
Yes. Sage, she's going to do awesome because she already knows the first thing. first clue to camming is just be nice and really engage in the person that's in your chat room. Oh, my goodness. You got it. Oh, yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to do great at this. You're going to make serious good money, and your fan base is going to grow tremendously because you're such a little sweetheart. I can already tell. I'm going to have to stalk you when you're on cam one of these nights.
Yes, I'm going to go for it.
I know. I'm going to be like, ooh, I'm stalking you.
Oh, see, I wouldn't mind because, like, if I'm doing something wrong or something that I can improve on, I would love feedback as well. So if you see anything, you know.
See, that's awesome that you say that because we, Sage and myself, know that there's some cam models that they do not take criticism very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's some models that will just hate on you if you tell them that they need to change one little thing. I mean, I've experienced it from models that have asked me for advice that I don't even know. I mean, there's cam models that I've never even seen on StreamMate before, and they've asked me for advice, and then I give it to them, and then I end up being the bitch in the conversation. And I'm like, okay, what did I say wrong? You asked me for advice. This is why you're not making any money, honey.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you take a tip that would get you more money, you know? That's the whole point, is to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's always room for improvement.
Yep.
Yes, there is. Even with me, I know there's room for improvement because I've been doing this long enough to where I've gotten so kind of set in my ways, but sometimes I have to go back and slap myself with the freaking smart stick and say, hey, idiot, come back to reality. Remember, this is how you started. This is how you need to go back to it again.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that there's some times that I get a little, like, stuck in that little zone where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it my way. I'm not going to make any changes. But changes do need to be made, even when you're a veteran cam model. Just saying.
Definitely. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun. I have, I'm hoping I have this couple that will be joining us here soon, not today, up in the future, Sage, and get their thoughts on, you know, webcamming as a couple. And you, Scarlett,
yeah,
when you had said that you had done a couple shows with your ex-partner or whatnot, like, do you find it where, do you make more money and do you find it more fun doing solo shows, you know, as compared to when you did, you know, previously couple shows?
Well, back then I didn't really know exactly what I was doing, and we did kind of 1.5 shows. We made $50 on the first one, which actually kind of was a lot more than I thought that I would make, you know, being the first time camming. But the second one, like, he got, like, anxiety and stage fright, so he shut it off before anything could happen. But I definitely do enjoy being by myself just because it's, like, at my own pace, and I just feel comfortable, you know, not feeling
right.
pressured or, you know, having to worry about my partner, like, are they okay? Are they feeling anxious about it like he was, you know?
Right. Are you going to stay hard?
Yeah, exactly. That was, he was having trouble getting it up. So,
that's one of the things, and that's what a lot of guys don't realize when they start cam modeling as a couple. They're like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm so gonna be able to just fuck the shit out of her on cam, and we're gonna do great. But guys who have never done this type of thing before, they
mm-hmm.
get stage fright, and they're so worried about what people are thinking on the other side of the camera that they forget that, oh, hello, I'm supposed to be doing my thing right now. Like, guys,
exactly.
they, mm-hmm. So it's hit and miss. You got to have, and that's another thing, it's got to be chemistry between the couple also, because male and female, it's easy for us, you know, girls, we know how to entertain. We can get on there, do our thing. But guys, oh, poor guys.
That's another thing that I would give advice. Sorry, that's another thing I would give advice to new cam girl is to realize that, you know, even if you don't love your body, there's going to be hundreds and thousands of people out there who are going to love your exact body type, whether you're short, tall, skinny, big, like, you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to be somebody's type, and you have to let it go. That also with that, there's going to be a lot of people who aren't going to like what you look like. You know, I had somebody come into my room the other day, and literally they just walk in and they're like, why are you so fat? And honestly, I just replied, because I ate a lot of Twinkies, bitch, and then blocked him and, like, move on. You know, like, you just got to realize that people love you, and at the same time, people aren't going to like you, but, you know, they don't matter.
My thing to that is if somebody comes into my chat room and if they were to say, which I've had because I've put on a little weight, I'm not going to lie, so what? I'm happy. I love my curves. And I have had a couple people say, you know, oh, my gosh, you're getting fat, Sammy. 98% of the time, it's another cam model coming in to the chat room being a bitch. And I do not give them 2 cents worth of my time because of the fact that it's only giving them benefit of, oh, I got to you.
Yeah.
I pissed you off.
Yeah.
And that's – so I don't focus on them. If somebody – like, somebody said, there was something that came into my chat room yesterday, somebody, and I know it was a cam model, and I don't even remember what it was because I had too much going on in the chat room, and I looked over it. I don't even acknowledge the fact that I looked at what they typed because there's no point. They're not worth our time. When it comes to us models and we get haters in our chat room, I'd rather have a hater come in and talk shit about me then nobody come in my chat room at all.
Yeah,
<Just saying>.
Exactly.
It's like, bring it on, bitches. I'm ready for you. Say what you want to. I don't care. I'm still going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, Sage, I have to bring this up. Last week our topic was cam models begging for tips. So I go to the grocery store today. I was so frustrated. I go into the grocery store, and somebody, right before you even hit the double doors, somebody's asking me for money, and I just think of last week's topic. I'm like, ugh, it's like a stupid cam model begging for tips. I'm like, ugh. So then I come out of the grocery store, like 15 minutes later, I wasn't even in there long. I had 2 freaking dudes come up to me, which, by the way, I do pack, and it's in my freaking Tahoe, so y'all need to be careful. Because I'm not scared to use it. And 2 dudes, one comes up first. He's like, hey, would you like to buy my sister's CD? And I'm like, no. I'm like, why are you coming up to me in a parking lot? Like, what are you doing? And he walks off. And then literally 2 seconds later, dude comes up to me. He's like, hey, you know, we're selling these CDs. I said, well, if they're that good, then how come they don't have a freaking talent manager? I'm like, obviously the CD is not that great. I'm like, and by the way, I use Pandora and Amazon Music. I don't need to buy CDs anymore. Like, I mean,
right.
I'm just like, it just reminded me of our topic last week. I'm thinking, wow, these are like cam models begging for money. I should have actually gave the guys a card and said, here, would you like to start webcamming?
Yeah, really good on it.
Here, get a real job. Here, make some real money. Quit standing in the parking lot scaring people, especially a female who's by herself. Damn it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, ladies, we are coming up to the end of our show. And I just want to say thank you so much, Scarlett, for joining us.
Yes.
And I want you to give us all your beautiful shout-outs on where people can find you and all that yummy stuff.
Well, you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ScarlettDLT, short for Delator. And on Stream 8, you can find me at scarlettdelator.cammodels.com. And that's the only social media I have, so.
That's okay. Me, I always forget about all my other social media outlets. I always just spew out the Twitter, and I forget that I have Instagram and all this other shit. Sage is good. because she'll do hers here in a second, and she knows all of her social media outlets. I suck donkey balls, and I'm sitting here talking about people promoting their fan base, and I'm an idiot. I, like, just slapped myself in the face with a stupid stick. Okay, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs, beautiful butterfly queen.
All right, guys, you know you can watch my shows at sagemontanaxxx.tanmodels.com. You can follow my Twitter at sagemontana1 or my Instagram at sageinvegas. And, of course, you can always text with me and do naughty phone sex and get pictures using sexpanther.com/sagemontana.
Oh, my gosh, I love it, love it. And you guys always know where to find me on Twitter, of course. I live on Twitter, SammyBrook69, and then also on Instagram, which I think I actually posted a pic yesterday. I think my Instagram is Sammy_Brook69, I believe. Ah, shit, I don't remember. I have to go look at it because I don't remember it. and then on Facebook, also SammyBrooks. 69 or Sammy underscore something. Just freaking Google my damn name. Just Google Sammy Brooks.
And
no,
I'm not the
late actor from like the freaking 50s Sammy Brooks. I'm actually the one with tits and vagina. I don't have a cock and balls, even though sometimes I act like I have balls. Just saying. But you can catch
balls.
My live cam show. You can catch my live cam shows at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And also, you can catch us here live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Why? Because we like to have fun. We like to give you cam models out there listening tips. And we like to bring on guests so they can give, you know, their advice or their input. And sometimes they're just silly jokes that they like to tell us. So tune in next week. We are going to have the beautiful Bianca Tischer, also another StreamMate cam model, joining us. And I'll be tweeting that out this weekend. Whoop, whoop. So on that note, you sexy girls, have a fabulous time. And remember, watch our cam shows, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com, SageMontanaXXX.cammodels.com, and ScarletDelaTour.cammodels.com. That's ScarletDelaTore.cammodels.com. You will love to watch her and her ginormous titties bouncing around everywhere. So,
yes.
Everybody, we're out. We will talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Girls, have a fabulous evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, thank you, darling. And Sage, I love you. I love you, beautiful butterflies and your giant titties.
Bye.
All right, bye, girls.
Bye.